DeSantis team to indignant Martha's Vineyard, you won't mind taking in a few thousand more. By Hannah Blow on September 15, 2022. Massachusetts State Representative Dylan Fernandez, D, on Wednesday bragged about how Martha's Vineyard jumped into action to support the illegal immigrants Governor Ron DeSantis's R administration sent over, prompting questions of whether they will continue to accept even more on the sanctuary island. The Republican governor sent two planes of illegal immigrants to the Obama's vacation spot, his office confirmed on Wednesday. DeSantis Communications Director Taryn Fenske told Fox News, "Yes, Florida can confirm the two planes with illegal immigrants that arrived in Martha's Vineyard today were part of the state's relocation program to transport illegal immigrants to sanctuary destinations." Echoing the reasons offered by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R. Fenske added, "States like Massachusetts, New York and California will better facilitate the care of these individuals who they have invited into our country by incentivizing illegal immigration through their designation as sanctuary states and support for the Biden administration's open border policies." While other red state governors, such as Abbott, have bused illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities such as Chicago, New York, and Washington, D.C., this appears to be the first group sent directly to the elite island. And while other sanctuary city leaders, such as New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D, and D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, D, have expressed disapproval of the policies they support as the migrants come directly to their cities, some in Martha's Vineyard are trying to save face. "Our island jumped into action putting together 50 beds, giving everyone a good meal, providing a play area for the children, making sure people have the health care and support they need," Massachusetts State Representative Dylan Fernandez, D, said on Wednesday, boasting that the elitists on the island stand as a community that comes together to support immigrants. "Great, then you won't mind taking in a few thousand more," DeSantis Rapid Response Director Christina Pusher responded. She also responded to Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, who expressed outrage at DeSantis's move, calling him soulless. "Residents of Martha's Vineyard overwhelmingly support illegal immigration and call for more diverse IRA," sick. "Governor DeSantis was kind enough to grant their wishes," she said, responding to similar criticisms along the way. The DeSantis administration's move follows the state legislature appropriating $12 million to go towards a program to relocate illegal immigrants sent to Florida.